Morning, church. My name is Ariana. I am part of the All Saints Youth, and today I will be preaching on Abba, the Father. But first, I would like to start off with a Bible verse from Romans chapter 8, verse 14 to 16, where it says, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." I believe we all have special names for our loved ones, specifically our parents. Instead of calling them by their first names, we call them Mum or Dad, which may seem like a simple title, and I'm sure many of the parents in the room are tired of hearing of it, but it holds power. Think about it. It shows the connection a child has to their parent. It is a symbol of trust and love and is used frequently in an affectionate manner. When using a special name for a person, it displays how you're no longer unfamiliar, but you have a close relationship where you feel comfort in their presence. This is also reflected in our relationship with God. In times of prayer, we call God many different names, such as Heavenly Father, Yahweh, Adonai, and Jireh. So why does Abba stand out compared to these other names? Well, Abba is an Aramaic word that means father. To some, Abba may not seem like the typical name for God. We may find the title unfamiliar, as we are used to calling God, God, or just our Father. But we do know Abba is a term of affection and intimacy, which highlights God's parental qualities. The name Abba, to me, makes me feel close to God and understand that he is my true Heavenly Father, who is there to protect and guide me, that he has a plan for me, and I am truly not alone without him. In today's preach, we will be exploring the name of Abba and how it applies to our relationship with God. Going back to Romans chapter 8, verse 14 to 16, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." Here in these three verses, we see how Abba is presented as our savior when we are in stress or danger. We call on him to save us, like we call our parents when we need help. Specifically, adoption establishes how God has chosen us. He chose each and every one of you in this room. Is that not so profound? Is that not so amazing? Does that not show the power of God? The fact that God can love 8.2 billion of us, but still keep a personal bond that makes each person know that they are special, is unfathomable. And that is the true great work of a caring Father who knows us and who loves us. The fact that we can even refer to God as Abba, Father, is remarkable, and even a privilege. Before Jesus' coming to earth, us humans didn't have as much of an intimate relationship we can say we have with God now, as God was seen as a faraway power, known as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, which of course is an amazing title, but it also makes us feel intimidated and made people believe that God's love is through transaction, without realizing God loves us unconditionally. However, through Jesus, God's true fatherly love was revealed to us. God loves us so much that he sent his son, Jesus, to die and take our sins to save us from total damnation. Like how a parent protects us from a dangerous situation while taking the blunder for themselves. Even on his time on earth, In times of struggle, especially impending his crucifixion, Jesus, our Saviour, called on Abba in Mark chapter 14, verse 36, crying, "Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." Here Jesus is saying, "What's not in my will is your will, Lord, and I will trust you." This is part of Jesus' emotional prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he uses the name Abba to address God. This displays his human vulnerability and desire for a heavenly Father. It also shows how we can relate to Jesus. We call upon the Lord when we're in need of his saving. He's always there to protect us. This is so profound to me, as it shows Jesus is kind of similar to us. When in despair and seeking guidance, he trusts his Father's will for him, even when he feels fear. This can be applied to our life. In times of stress, God wants us to call onto him for guidance, because he's our Father and he desires to protect us and help us in our struggle. That is why, as a church, I ask you to take a leap of faith. Also, as God's individual creation, we must trust him even more than our parents, even more than our friends. You might be thinking, "Ariana, that's so scary. How can I trust God?" Well, you just have to have faith. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, God states, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I anointed you as a prophet of the nations." God, as Abba, our Father, has created us with intention. And when we ignore his plan, it leaves us feeling incomplete. If you think about it, it's like a parent teaching you how to ride a bike. I can't ride a bike for myself, though. They support you on your journey, but eventually you have to take the initiative to start your own and ride for yourself. You will stumble, you will take the wrong path, but you will learn. In today's world, it's hard to tell what path to take. There are so many distractions, social media, in our lives, what's happening in the world currently. You may feel hopeless, but we just need to follow in God's ways. We will and we can get lost and fall short in the eyes of our Father. But because of his adoration for us, because he is our parent, because he never turns his back on us, because he's never angry, and because his love is never conditional, we should always come back to our Father. God is our Father, and we can talk to him about anything, even when we think it's small, because it is important to him. Sometimes I even struggle speaking to God, because my troubles seem so small in comparison to what else is happening in others' lives and in the world in general. It feels that it doesn't matter, but it does in Abba's eyes, because he listens, because he knows each one of our dreams and aspirations. He knows each and every hair on our head, like he mentions in the Bible. He cares about you. When you feel constant stress from expectations in your jobs, schools, situations, and relationships, God doesn't expect anything from us, except for us to connect. When others expect you to deem yourself as worthy and lovable, God is telling us that he knows our value and he is proud of us for who we are. We may struggle to form a solid relationship with other people, especially our parents. We may feel as if they don't love or support us or see us, but God does, and he never fails us, abandons us, or disappoints us, because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but most importantly, Abba, Father. Circling back to Romans 8, chapter 14. For those who are led by the Spirit are children of God, which is a crucial verse, as you don't have to be perfect to be a child of God. You can be broken, but Jesus' sacrifice, it saved you. God welcomes you for who you are. And the fact that you're able to call him Abba is amazing. Well, I would like to close off with a prayer, so please close your eyes and bow your heads. Dear Abba, we thank you for your unconditional love, the fact that you do not turn away from us, but welcome us, for the fact that you welcome our flaws and imperfections, but also because you are our Father. We pray that we learn to trust you, Lord, and the plans you have for us, that we may know our problems are not too big or too small for you to handle. May you send your Spirit, O Lord, to show us that we can call you Abba, even if we feel intimidated and scared at first. Not only in desperation, not only in depression or anxiety, but also in joy, happiness, and love. We thank you for what an amazing Father you are, and we thank you for the fact that you love us for who we are, no matter how broken we are. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Ariana. That was absolutely beautiful. I'm gonna add very little to what you said because I don't think I want to take anything away from the power of what you've just shared. So what I'm gonna do really is I'm just gonna lead us towards a time of response for this deep work that Ariana has been talking about. Another point in scripture where it uses this phrase, Abba Father, is in Galatians 4, verse 6, where it says, because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. We know that there's such a range of experiences that people have of their fathers. Some people will never know their earthly fathers. Some people will have a complex relationship with their fathers. Some people will have multiple fathers. We know that it is a complex relationship for all of us. And scripture says that because you are his sons, he has put a spirit in you that cries out to our heavenly Father and says, Abba, Father. So in the light of everything that Ariana has shared, I just want to create some space for us just to receive from God's Abba, Father nature, from his nature of being an intimate dad. So I'm going to just spend some time praying, and after that we're going to go into some worship, we'll have some prayer ministry. But just for a moment, I'm just going to give the space to the Holy Spirit to do whatever work in our hearts that he wants to do. So Holy Spirit, we just acknowledge your presence in this room right now. Lord, your word says that for those of us who have welcomed you into our hearts, there is a spirit inside us that cries out, Abba, Father. So Lord, I pray for each of us right now, that spirit will rise to the surface. Where that is there in each of us, Lord, let that not be something that we are squashing down and that we are ignoring. Lord, let it rise to the surface. We are desperate for our dad. We are desperate for greater relationship with our Abba, with our Father. I found it so deeply profound what Ariana said, that though there are 8.2 billion people on this earth, our God wants an intimate, fatherly relationship with you. And whatever experience or lack of experience you have had with an earthly father, be it good, be it bad, be it both, there is a heavenly Father who wants to father you right now. Who wants to take you under his arms, who wants to scoop you up. but who also wants to tell you, I have made you for so much more. This dad in heaven who loves you too much to leave you as you are is a dad who says, come, take up your cross and follow me. In my role at All Saints, I get the joy of knowing the young people, and some of these young people, I get to see their parents. And as time has gone on, I start to see more and more how these young people reflect their parents. Always good ways. Parents in the room, always good ways. And I was just listening to Ariana talk about Abba Father and thinking of that deep truth that we become like our parents in different ways. But we become like our parents. And we have a spirit inside us crying out, Abba Father, and we want to become like our Father. So this dad who loves us doesn't just say, you're absolutely loved as you are, and he does say that. But he also says, you are so loved as you are. Come spend time with me and become more like me. So may you know the embrace of your Abba Father today. If you're able to, can I invite you to stand? If you're part of the prayer ministry team at All Saints, I wonder if you just want to come to the side or come to the front. And some youth who I've prompted about praying for people as well, I'd love you to be on hand this morning. Or if you're a youth who I've not prompted, then you are also welcome to come and pray for people this morning safely. And Paula will make sure that that's happening in a safe way this morning. And this invitation is going to be a pretty general one. But this invitation that I'm going to start with is, if you need to know the love of your Abba Father right now, would you put a hand on your heart? If you need to know the love of your Abba Father, this dad who loves you intimately, deeply, and who loves you powerfully, and with that hand on your heart, Lord, make your love known to your children today. Make your love known to your children today. Any barriers we have built up between us and your love, Lord, may your love tear them down. Take us deeper into your love.